Like, you can walk behind people and tell someone's wearing something, right? You can tell. I look at butts all the time.
I'm with you. But-
we say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. Hey, leave us a review wherever you're at, okay? And also, I don't know if you're aware, but Molly and I were talking. We're on Spotify as well, anywhere you get wherever you get a podcast. But we also added video to the Spotify. So now you can just get the video if you want to watch the video, or you can listen. You can do whatever you want. There's no charge for Spotify. Molly, right. You thought for some reason there was a charge for that.
No, there's right? free. You can listen to it free. That's how I listen to it is I don't have a subscription. It's just you have to listen to commercials.
Yeah, well,
you're going to listen to commercials anyway.
Yeah, it's not that many. You can buzz right through them too, by the way. So there you go. So reach out to us, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, texts, we get those as well, 402-915-0962. 12 pods of Christmas. In a little bit, we're going to give you the keyword. It's the sixth gift unwrapped underneath the Big Party Show tree. And again, this is at $2,000 in presents, in gifts. So, basically you get the keyword, you know, the gig, and then you just take it over to bigpartyshow.com and just drop it right there. You can find it. It's pretty simple. And then outside of that, Operation Dry Bottom, just want to remind you guys to donate some monies for the babies. How can you say no to the babies? They're in weird diapers or not even wearing diapers because, you know, they can't get diapers. They're the
so
victims
expensive,
in this thing.
And yes, this is the time of year where people are already trying to stretch those paychecks, you know, because you've got all the celebrating that's going on and, you know, life still's happening. And so this is a really good resource for the working poor and for people who are staying down at the Lydia House. This takes one thing off of their plate, which is a big consideration. Diapers are a must.
This isn't a
luxury. This is a requirement to baby bottoms.
One day I'll be changing in another diaper. I'm sure the boys will have babies. You know?
Yes. Okay. I thought we were going back down the road about you wearing diapers, and I was going to course correct.
You know, it's funny about when adults start wearing diapers. At that point, the thing is that you'd think that they would hide it. Like, you can walk behind people and tell someone's wearing something, right? You can tell. I look at butts all the time.
I'm with you. But
I'm just saying, my mother, she used to tell me about her diaper all the time. And anyone else I've talked to that wears a diaper at a certain age, there's just no shame in it. I'm just saying, man.
I don't know. I think there's still shades of shame. They're all over
the commercials.
Oh, yeah. The Depends where they're like, it's just like underwear. You're like, but it isn't. They're like, we've made it so discreet. You're like, I don't know. You still have to go in public and buy them. I don't think that's very discreet. Where you're like, in addition to the ground beef I'm buying today, underwear for leakage.
Yeah, I went to as a gag gift to Wade, my brother-in-law. I went to Walmart to get some gag stuff. You know, like he was turning 50, so you know how that is. You just get stuff. Now, Wileen was like, "Going, what do we get him?" I'm like, "Bad stuff that he's going to be embarrassed about." God. Metamucil and stuff like that. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get some diapers. I'll get some.
They're
some
not
of those
cheap.
That you're talking about.
That's not a cheap gift.
They're not cheap. No. No, not at all. But there are, it is a weird place to be standing there. Cause now I'm looking at all the, cause I don't know, like you go get ketchup, you get ketchup, you know what you're grabbing there. You got to kind of look at everything. Then you're looking at sizes and then you're grabbing it and trying to figure out sizes.
It's a gag gift. I don't think you have to put that much research. It's not like he's like, I was going to wear these and you got the wrong size. Like, I think you can kind of get whatever size for a gag gift. Unless he really does need them and he's like, hey, I'm an extra large and you got a small. So have a receipt. I need to take this back.
But when people are walking by, You know, it's, have you ever get that feeling like you're in a different aisle and, you know, people are walking by? I guess you don't go to those aisles. You're not at the tampon aisle. I'd had to buy a tampons for a girlfriend at one given time. That was horrifying as well. Because you got the pad with wings, you got the pond, you know what I mean?
It's a bodily function that
I know that
every
I know
woman
that, but
has to go and weather at some point in her life.
I don't even know what aisle that's in. It's got to be in the same aisle as
there are diapers in the same aisle as,
okay,
as
all right.
That I mean, I think they put all those products like those
together.
Yeah, like the hygiene products are all in the same. I mean, so when you're shopping for pads or tampons, you usually have the diapers right there too.
Okay. All right. So that's easy to say that that's pretty much the ladies' aisle.
No, it's the
right.
Personal hygiene aisle.
Okay.
The ladies' aisle.
Don't take offense.
I am.
Well, hey.
You're like, so the diapers are in the ladies' aisle. You're like, I don't think it's gender specific when you're talking about needing hygiene products.
Let me tell you this. The diapers for older people,
mm-hmm.
The Depends or whatever we call them, that's not in the same aisle. Isn't that interesting? So that's in a completely separate aisle over there by the vitamins and all that other stuff.
Okay.
At least where I went. You know, I think the tampons might be there too. I don't know.
I know this because I have to go into that aisle to get all the other stuff, tampons and pads and what have you. Look at you. You don't even know what to do. You're like, I don't want to hear about this.
No,
you're so
no, not at all.
Look at this. Your face
I'm not
is
scared.
Magenta.
Well, of course it is. It's hot in here and you're making it hot. Very hot.
I'm just trying to stay warm.
Which is better? Which is better? Is it a preference, the wings or the pawn?
Or the pawn?
Or the pawn? I don't know. Tampon.
There's no
pad with wings.
Are you trying
tampon.
To make slang?
No.
Yo, girl, you got a pawn? No. Never heard that in the ladies' room. Hi, sister.
Okay.
Hook a girl up with a pawn. Nope. No.
Yeah. This man speak over here.
Yeah, exactly. What yes. Dude told you that? Yeah, no, it's like short because you can't. Sometimes it's just exhausting saying the whole word tampon. You just want to go.
Yeah. Well, this is where I got it. One time a buddy of mine went for Halloween. Mm-hmm. One of us went with the pad with wings as that was the costume. And one of us went with the tampon. See, now I'm confusing as to what is what. But anyway, I was wings. And so we made it with wire and cheesecloth. And, you know.
And you got
made it what
no
it was.
Action. Because every girl's like, sick. Thank you for reminding me of the time of the month when I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah, well, here you go.
Good morning, killer.
Here you go.
I'm giving you two choices today. Are you going to live a lie? Or are you gonna fly? The world ain't waiting, so why should you? Every goal, every dream, it's all within reach. You just gotta fight. So trash those excuses and lace up. It's time to soar. Go get 'em, champ.
Ow.
Oh, buddy. I think if I did get a dog, I would want a dachshund.
Really?
Yeah, they're so stinking cute. Hot dog dogs. Are
yeah,
you nuts?
Yeah.
They're adorable.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of like cats.
I'm not a fan.
Like, they're kind of shaped like cats. You're not a fan?
Okay.
Oh, my God. They're so adorable, especially when they have, like, the furry ears, when they're not, like, when they're kind of like the long-haired dachshund.
Okay, I've seen those before. I just need to revisit
them.
We
just watched one. That's a long-haired dachshund.
That one right there was?
Uh-huh.
All right, let me take another peek real quick.
Good morning, killer. I'm giving you two choices today.
Look at his eyebrows. How awesome is his eyebrows?
He's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Today, are you going to live a lie?
Look at him. Oh.
Look at those
or
legs.
Are you going to fly?
Fly, baby.
The world ain't waiting, so why should you? Every goal, every dream, it's all within reach. You just got to fight.
Look at that.
So trash those excuses and lace up. It's time to soar. Go get him, champ.
He's got that little caboose because he's like
yeah,
the
he
shape
does.
Of a train car.
give him a name.
Give him a name?
Yeah, what would you call him? Say that. Say he's walking around the street like that, and you're like, huh, he's homeless. Let me grab him and pull him in. Now we got to give him a name. Peter, kids, we got to come together.
Well, I definitely, I love the name Ira.
Ira the Dachshund.
Ira the Dachshund. Ira.
Ira.
Come here.
Ira's good.
The reason okay. we named Murray, right. one of the reasons we named Murray Murray is because Peter's like, we're not naming one of our children Murray. I'm like, fine.
Why did you really want to name?
Oh, yeah. I love the name Murray. Yeah. Murray. Murray and Ira and Ari. Oh, my God. If I had a whole squad, I would totally name them that.
See, I would be my kids' names would be different. Mine would be like Mr.
You name a kid Mr.
Sure. Sure. Or King or Prince.
This is why God didn't give you children.
So when there's roll call. They'll go Mr. Party or King Party or, you know,
would make your kids have the last name Party.
No, I'm just saying that as an example. I'm not going to throw my real name out there because, you know, I got a lot of people looking for me that they want to meet me.
They're called the FBI. The Omaha Police Department.
Yeah.
They're like, where are you again?
Yeah. So I forgot to give you a choice. So we're just going to mop. We do drunk food. So mm-hmm. Molly picks, you know, one of them and knocks it off. Then I throw a, you know, whatever it is that fits it. So what? You have a choice between chili dog, slice of gas station pizza, or half-eaten sub you forgot you ordered. That's drunk foods.
Oh, half-eaten drunk sub.
Foods.
That's
half-eaten sub?
Uh-huh.
All right. Take it off the list, sister.
Half-eaten sub.
Sister.
Nothing like waking up the next morning and you're like, look at drunk me, surprised, hung over me.
I hear you. I did it last night.
You were drunk?
Yeah. I went out with some friends. I have some friends from out of town that were in. I went to high school in Germany, and mm-hmm. so Lori was in town. So Jess, who lives here, I went to school with her, so we all met up down there at Blackstone. By the way, Blackstone's just – there's just no parking anywhere. Now you're subjected to park in parking lots. Because the whole street is tore up. God, I don't even know how they do business. I asked one of the guys, one of the owners of one of the places I went to, mm-hmm. what he thought about it. And he made a good point. He said, you know what? I see those Orbits driving around all the time. And I'm like, no one on them, right? He's like, no one's on them. So I don't know how many people are eventually going to be getting on the streetcar after the newness wears off, because there is no one on those Orbits hardly at all. Those things are massive, and it's going to be the same effect. The thing is that I couldn't tell how busy Blackstone was,
okay,
because there's no cars on the street parked on one whole side. But Wylene, I was telling Wylene, I'm like, God, it seems so dead down here. But it filled up, and then I had to also come to the terms that I went out at 5.
No wonder
eight.
You need to know what the Depends aisle is. You're like, I got up and we got the early bird. You're like, 5.
Hey, the beauty about it is that when you go to a bar at 5, you get immediate service.
I bet you do.
You know, you get there's no one around. But then I went to Sullivan's, was the first place we went to, and we owned the bar for about, I don't know, 30 minutes. And then it just got, I guess it did get busy with the, you know, a bunch of people, them younger people. And then we went to 12 Rounds and ate there, and there was sports on, football games, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So that, of course, was a crowd. But yeah, that's what we did this weekend. What did you end up doing? You had something going on with a block party. Tis the season.
Yeah, tis the season. So this weekend I had one thing on Friday night. I had two things on Saturday night. One of them is my buddy, her street does a block party in the winter. It's this Christmas block party. It's so cool. Stinking cool. So they have like all sorts of fire pits out. They close off the street. They light up somebody on the block has one of those, you know, four-story pine trees, and they get a cherry picker and they like decorate the whole thing, and they, you know, light it up like, hey.
Does anyone do like bobbing for apples and stuff like that?
They do things like cookie decorating. Santa comes, the kids get
outside
to sleep. Yeah, all outside.
It's cold.
I know, but then I just go into my friend's house. I'm like, oh, okay. I made an appearance. Let's go inside. Okay. And then all the ladies are hanging out in the kitchen drinking wine.
Okay.
I mean, so it ends up being like an indoor wine party.
And so are these, do they have, I'm sure they have fire pits, right?
Yeah, they have fire pits. But the kids are running around outside because kids
they're
having all kinds of fun. They're playing games and doing whatever. But it's nighttime and it's winter. So, you know, it's kind of one of those. There are years where I've been going to this thing for like 10 years and it's
been going on that long.
Oh yeah. I mean, and it's not my block. It's my buddy's block. And so they always invite us. They're like, come, it's so fun. And so I've been going to this thing for like a gajillion years. And they've got like kegs. They get like kegs donated from, local breweries. They've got all sorts of stuff, like a hot cocoa station for the kids. They've got, you know, like hot wine, like mulled wine and all sorts of everything.
Is this open to the public type deal then?
No.
It's just the neighborhood. I mean, could I go and just be like, hey, I live down the street.
I mean, maybe, but they'd like, no. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like they know their neighbors. I mean, I know people that live on this block. Like I know at least three families that live on this block.
Okay.
So
I couldn't pull off the whole, hey, I'm Molly's cousin. You know, Molly, when it talks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her cousin.
She's hiding in a house here somewhere. You probably saw her for 3 minutes when she was walking from her car to the house.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. I'm going to grab a beer and then I'm going inside.
Believe me, I know how that works. That would be tough. But if there's a fire, I'm in.
Really?
I mean, yeah, if there's a fire, like the fire that I would like is like the fire that's in a big giant barrel.
They have
garbage can. Oh, that's great. You can feel so much like you don't have a house. You know, you can sit there and wonder.
You're like, I get to feel homeless for just like a little bit. So different. Like, I mean, like I wouldn't want to be homeless for long, but I get to be homeless for just a little bit. I mean, then I'm going to go inside one of the houses because it gets a little cold.
I'd get the gloves with the fingers cut out. Oh, those are the greatest.
Can, eating beans out of a can. Sounds like your real life.
Well, yeah. At least I'm not wearing a robe today. And it's,
I am wearing
it's well
a robe.
Past that. Yeah.
I'm wearing my teddy bear robe today.
Oh,
this is
look
my
at
teddy
you.
Bear robe. Yeah, it's chocolate colored. And it's fuzzy like a teddy bear. Like I'm, again, a labubu.
Yeah, you are.
Peter was
you have
now,
a hood on that?
Pardon?
Is there a hood on that?
There's
there
no,
hood on
there's
that?
Not a hood. I'm okay. Wearing a sweater underneath it, and the sweater has a hood.
Do you guys not have heat in your house?
No, we do. Okay, so here's the thing. I didn't realize my husband didn't know this story, and I don't know if you know this story. But part
What's
of the
that?
Reason that I have such a hard time with the cold is when I was in college, I got hypothermia. I decided, and this is why I don't like joining anymore. This is why I'm not a joiner, because I decided to be fun. And my dorm had this trip to go whitewater rafting in Pennsylvania in April, which if you've ever been to Pennsylvania in April, just know that it's basically like January. It's not like it's suddenly warm. It's cold. So we are going out on this White River rafting. And the suit that they gave me is one of those scuba suits. You know, you wear those seal suits.
Uh-huh.
But it was wet when I got into it. And then they give you like those sock shoes that you wear when you go scuba diving. So when I get in this boat, I'm already wet and cold. And so we get about halfway down the river and I'm like shaking. And they're like, okay, we're going to let you out. And then there's a cabin right there. Just go to the cabin and warm up and we'll see you at the end. So they let me off on the side of the river and I ended
by
up getting,
yourself.
Yeah, by myself. And I ended up getting lost in the forest.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm just imagining you like this, a love story. Now you're lost in the forest. You're wet, you're shivering and you go into this cabin and then there's a fire going and some guy's there with an axe and he just takes you, you know,
no, I couldn't find the cabin.
Oh no.
No, I couldn't find it. So I'm wandering through this snow-covered forest by myself in a wetsuit and trying to find this cabin. So by the time I get to the cabin, because one of the side effects of hypothermia is confusion.
Uh-huh.
So it was really hard to find the cabin. And I eventually did.
Oh, you eventually did.
I did eventually find it. But by the time I found it, they were waiting for me. Like, they'd already gotten off the river.
Oh.
So that's how long, like, I was lost in the forest.
They must have forgot about you, too. Because did they do a search party? I mean, were they?
No.
Was it really not that long? You're like 10 minutes, right?
No, because they had to finish the rest of the river and then come back up to the cabin. And then they were all like, where have you been? I'm like, lost in the forest? Where's the fire?
Yeah. Over there by homeless Johnny. All right, this is what we got. We got the 12 pods of Christmas going on. We got to get this keyword out before we forget. All right, so this is the sixth gift we're unwrapping. Mm-hmm. We've already unwrapped something from Omaha Steaks. It's Prime Rib Feast for Four. We got Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab in Dundee. We've got Funny Bone Comedy Club passes. Good Life Candle and Craft, and that's a more interactive thing where you can take your date or your best buddy or whatever, grab a cocktail there, and then make candles. Mm-hmm. I like making candles.
Uh-huh. It's fun.
I mean, it is fun. So yeah, there's that. Then you got Karma Coffee. They got a nice pack for you with some gift cards as well, and shirt and coffee, and what'd you call it? A ceramic mug?
Yeah, ceramic mug. I love those.
Those are great.
Yeah, they are. They're like,
do you have a lot
mugs?
Of mugs?
Do I have
we have
a lot
so
of
many stinking mugs. We have tons of mugs. We have tons of those like Yeti looking things.
Really?
Right? Yeah. And I just use the same one. Why? We have so many mugs. I don't know why. Anyway, that's my problem.
You got a mug
problem.
Purge. You're going to have to just pick some.
I have to.
You're going to have to.
All right. So number six is Dolomiti. All right. It's Dolomiti Pizzeria. All right. It's on 13th Street, right downtown in the over the Millwork Commons. Have you ever been to the hot shops, Molly? It's right over there by there.
No, I haven't. I've driven
by.
Oh,
you should go there. Oh, the hot shops are crazy. You can go in there and they have like glass blowing.
Just like a bunch all sorts of artists.
All tons of artists down there. So, yeah, it's right over by there. And so we got a gift card for you that we're going to give to one person. And you just got to take the keyword, which Molly's going to tell you in a second, and write over and drop it over at bigpartyshow.com. Molly, what is
it? So you're going to want to put in the keyword pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A. Pizza. Because Dolomiti Pizzeria, that's what you're going to get.
And it's, by the way, probably one of the best top pizzas in the city. If you have not had it, you'd need to make a stop down there and try it at least one time. And I, you know, it's funny that we're talking about pizza because I saw that more people are ordering smaller pizzas with fewer toppings.
What?
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, I'm like loaded up.
Yeah, I loaded up too.
What do you usually get as a pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
That's
I'm
it?
A pepperoni guy. Yeah, yeah. I love
sad.
A good pepperoni.
That is what are you? What's, status.
I had a pizza with a pineapple on it, just a slice, because I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't turn it down.
I wouldn't order it,
but I wouldn't order it as well. But I, you know, I like a good meaty pizza with some sausage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I went to Tasty Pizza and got some. I've never had this before.
Oh, Tasty Pizza is really good.
Yeah, right. I went it there and I took some home because mm-hmm. I had the frozen ones, and they have a spicy Italian pizza. Now I was thinking it was an Italian sausage, mm-hmm. you know, like the crumbles.
Yeah.
It was actual like a sausage, like pepperoni.
Slices? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slices. Oh my God. Get in my mouth.
What a surprise. We're talking about food on the show.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we made it to like 20 minutes in. I mean, this has got to be a record for us. Usually we just hit it right out of the gate. I mean,
yeah,
I guess
but
we kind
of
did. We did drunk food. So
in
I guess
drunk
we
food
did, did kind of tickle like a little appetizer of food talk.
Yeah. But we did hit up the pond and you know, the pad with wings as well. That's not food.
I was going to say, that's not food. I don't know. That's awful.
Yes.
I don't even want to explore that conversation. They're like, yeah, we talked about food. Mm-mm-mm. No, we
yeah.
don't.
But yeah, anyway, people are eating. I think it might be because of prices or something like that. But the big change is seeing people ordering littler pizzas and stuff like that, as opposed to the bigger ones. I don't understand how those guys even make money. I mean, you'll see pizzas that commercials for Domino's or Little Caesars. Mm-hmm. I like Little Caesars, by the way. That's one of my faves. Dolomiti. Go down there and get some Dolomiti.
I was going to say, respect yourself. Get real.
Yeah,
pizza.
No, I do. What's the one that Shaq owns?
He owns a pizza Shaq. Place?
He owns a pizza chain. Grace, do you know what it is?
No, she doesn't. She's like Shaq.
Little Caesars. No, it's not Little Caesars. It's that other chain that I've never had before. Have you eaten almost all the chains?
Yeah, I mean, Domino's. Little Caesars, Pizza Hut's my favorite of those. Like Pizza Hut has that pan pizza where they put oil in the bottom or butter, and it's delicious. Valentino's is a local favorite. That's another one where it's got that God's. You got to go with Godfather's if you're at a certain point in the evening and you're like, I need pizza.
All right, here it is. Papa John's. That's what Shaq owns. He owns like 9 or 10 of them.
Okay.
You never had Papa John's?
Probably. I mean, at some point we've all had, like, who knows? I don't know. I mean, last night there was, they ordered pizza at that block party. And I just was like, okay, yes. Like the big tavern style pizza. That was, it was good.
There's nothing better than a good pizza. I actually hit up with a buddy, a buffet the other day.
Oh my God.
We went to Pizza
Between
Ranch.
You going out at 5 o'clock and now talking about buffets, Jesus God, hey, you're like, listen,
I went to Pizza
and then
Ranch.
I went to a buffet. I know you told me you went to Pizza Ranch and I wanted to just vomit.
I've never been there before. I didn't know what
You'll
it was
never
about.
Go again.
No, I mean, what I like the most there, and they have pizza galore. It's, I don't want to slag them because there were quite a bit of people there, which floored me. I like the chicken. Everything else just, I don't know.
They had chicken pizza?
Think. No, they have fried chicken.
What?
They have fried chicken there. They have all this pizza everywhere, Molly. Yeah. And then you go to this salad bar, you'd make this turn. And then this giant salad, it's not even giant, it's a salad bar. Everyone's just loading up like crazy, like giant plates of it.
Yeah, it's called a buffet. Okay. Everyone's like, I get to eat all this food. I want to make that dollar stretch.
Yeah, it's not cheap though. It was like $16. That's when I saw so many people eating, like barely eating even. There were some elderly people there that were barely eating. And I thought to myself, there must be some elderly special.
And then you thought, there. I wonder if I qualify.
I probably
I was
gonna
do. Say, you are so cheap that there's a part of you that's like, I wonder if I can get that. How old do you have to be to get the senior discount? They're like,
I want
to
know.
They're like, we'll give it to you just because you had the cojones to ask. You're like, there's obviously no shame in your game because you're
there
at Pizza Ranch right now and you're asking for the elderly discount. You know what? We're gonna comp your meal. It's obviously a bridge too far for you.
It has to be some kind of a special there. You know, there. I guess I never even visit that whole senior discount thing. I do in Vegas because they consider seniors like 50 or something like that, maybe even younger than that. So like on Wednesdays, they'll give you like a free cup of coffee at Starbucks. Oh my
God. The fact that you even know this, like I wouldn't even, like it isn't even on my radar. Like if somebody's like, you know, you get a discount, I'd be like,
you're
a
female. You don't think like that. You're a female.
What is
that? You don't want to feel old. You guys are constantly trying to look young and be young and vibrant.
I am young. I don't qualify for any of the discounts. So I guess I'm still young and I don't seek them out either. I'm not like, excuse me, I'm here at Pizza Ranch and I was just wondering what I got to do to get that discount. Like, poor you.
Yes. But you are right. I will never go again unless they start sponsoring the show. Then I'll go. For sure, you know, but they won't.
Not they after won't. This break. We were so close to buying a huge ad package with you guys, and then you had to go and talk about us. Yeah.
Hey, I said the chicken was good. The chicken was good. It's just a different type of audience there. I wanted to go to one of those Asian buffets.
Yeah.
Have you ever been? I wanted to so badly, but I, after dealing with ham soup and all the sodium, I thought to myself, there's probably a lot of sodium in that, and I'm really going to go to town on that. And so I punted and said, you know what, let's go to Pizza Ranch. I've never been there before. So yeah, I love buffets. I can't help it.
Yep.
Yep. What? You don't like buffets?
I do not.
I why? Do not. Can you like, tell me why?
I
Is
just
there
don't,
a reason
I
why
don't
you're
eat
a buffet
that much
snob?
Food.
Or?
No,
you don't
I
have
just,
to eat that much food.
For the price, I mean, that's the thing. The only time, I think the last time I went to a buffet, I was with you over at the casinos in Council Bluffs.
Yes.
Seriously.
You're doing
I think
it
the
wrong.
Last time Here. I was at a buffet, you took me. You were like, we're yes. going, we're hitting this. It was like after a show. And like, you yeah. were, I mean, so it's like 10:30 in the morning. You're like, let's go. Because it was like crab leg day.
Something
like that. Like there was some reason. And then well, I don't eat crab, but you're like, still order the crab and I'll have your crab.
Yeah, I'll eat your crabs. Mm-hmm. That sounds dirty. The thing is that you're kind of doing it wrong, though. If you take it into the mentality that you don't eat that much food, you got to look at it as the variety. It's a variety of foods. So you can have a little bit of this and a little bit of that and still have the same amount of food that you normally eat, but the variety is there.
I'm not going to eat spaghetti next to Mandarin chicken. I'm just not. Like, I know you would. You're like, I got fried chicken. I got ziti. Yeah. And then I went ahead and doubled down and got some Kung Pao chicken. I mean, no, my body doesn't work like that. It'd be like, whoa,
okay.
whoa, whoa.
All right.
Pick a lane, lady.
Pick a lane. Exactly. Pick a lane. All right. We're going to wrap this thing here. Don't forget to drop the keyword to win everything. We only have six more podcasts, gifts to unwrap.
It's coming up.
But that keyword is pizza. You guys know that. And then, donate if you can to our Operation Dry Bottom. Mm-hmm. You got to the 19th to make a donation. We got about $1,700 donated so far, so that's great. We want to get up there higher, of course.
Keep up the good work.
We have goals.
Keep giving.
Keep it up. All right. Well, I hope you have a stellar
You've
day.
You've got to be starving. We've been talking so much about food. Like, seriously.
I ate.
The reason you want to rap is because you want to go eat. You're like, well, I am starving.
I had this great breakfast burrito. I've
You're
mastered
gonna
this thing.
You're going to tell us all about it, aren't you?
Yes. Rolling a burrito is an art. And so I watched a couple videos on how to roll a good burrito.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, uh-uh.
You
it's
watched
a gluten-free.
Videos. No wonder your YouTube was like, listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, your YouTube had to have
yes.
been.
Instead of, remember, I could host a big party, yeah. a huge party. Those are my awards with awesome foods. So there you go. Uh-huh. Rolling burritos. All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe week and do yourself good.